Okay, we're learning Daf Zayin Amud Aleph today, and we're starting again from Daf Vav Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, new Mishnah, the Tan Hasam, about challah. Now, every time someone makes a dough, he has to take off challah. And the halacha is that the dough is tevel, means not allowed to be eaten until you take off challah. And that challah has a din of truma. Same din of truma, just like the halacha is that truma, you're not allowed to be metame, it's an iser. It's a matayra to metame truma, to make truma tmeya. Same thing as the challah, there's an issa de raisa to make challah tamea. So, but and the loch is, when you have a dough, it's tevel challah. Only when it's dough. Challah is only chayv after making it into a dough. When it's flour, it's not chayv and challah yet. So let's see the Mishnah in Masechtas Challah. Tanan Hasam. Noilod lo sofa ktuma atzli gilgula. While you were working with the flour, there was noilod sofa ktuma on the flour. So now, the kohen will never be able to, even after you make this into dough and you take off challah, the kohen is not going to be able to eat it anyway because it's safek tumah. So here, tase betumah. You could continue doing it betumah now. Now, even if you're a vade tumah, you can have a vade tumah work and make this dough. Because both problems are not a problem. First of all, it's still flour now, so it's still chulin. There's no problem making chulin tumah. And also, there's no hefsid of the koyin, because the koyin anyway wouldn't be able to eat it, because it was by mistake, landed up a safak tum on it. Mishal Gilgala, after turned to dough, then, the halach is, after turned to dough, before you took challah, you have to do a tasa b'tayra. Even if there's a safak tum on it, you have to do a b'tayra. Why? Because maybe it's not tummy, and then you're causing tumah to truma. And the Gemara explains, Achal Gilgala, before you made it to flour, tasa b'tumah, why it's chulin anu? It's only chulin right now. And with the ligram, tumah l'chulin, shavarit Yisrael. You let her cause tumah to chulin even in Eretz Yisrael. Mishal Gilgala, after it became a dough and it became chayv v'challah, and it was noil to safak tumah now, then you're not allowed to continue now doing it with a vaday tmeya. Hasa b'tahayri, you have to do b'tahayra, tarah d'kelim, tarah d'kepeople. Why? Chulin hatfulin l'chala k'chaladami. Chulin that became tevel, became chayv v'challah, it's like chaladami. And what's the lumdus? Because since it's a potential here to take off challah, so it's like challah mixed up in here. So I have like truma mixed up in here, and I'll make a tummy. But also ligrim tuma lechala is issa to gairim tuma to challah. Tana, we learned in a braisa about this. The chalasa, in a case we did it with tahira, but you had a suffix challah on this, right? So halacha is chalasa teluya. The chalasa is hangs it up la'oich ma'sarfin. You can't eat it because the suffix tum on it. But you don't burn it because you're not 100% sure it's tamei. That's what it says. And it is sofik amru. And the Brisa goes right there. What type of sofik are we talking about here? It says sofik sofik tuma. So the Gemara says, but sofik chala. A sofik that only applies to something as chomer as chala, like chuma. Only a sofik that's for chuma. My sofik chala. What's a sofik that is special to chuma, to things that are more kaddish? The Sufik Tumma in this Mishnah wasn't a Sufik Tumma of a Chachas. What does a Chachas mean? Shnei Shvilim. The Hosam Chulim Greater Nam Metamu. Shnei Shvilim means that there's two roads. One of them has a for sure basic Kfaras in it, the other one doesn't have. And he walked on one of them. We're not sure which one. And he comes to ask the Shaila after he walked in both of them. So there, it's a real Sufik Tumma. So that Sufik Tumma, even by Chulin, you have the Sufik Tumma. So it sounds like Rashi is saying this Mishnah is trying to tell you something special about the Sufik Tumma also. So here we're talking about a special Sufik Tumma that only applies to things like Tumma. So what Sufik Tumma we're talking about? Ela b'nishon. We're talking about a Sufik Tumma called Nishon. The halacha is that a Zav has special Tummas. A Zav, first of all, if he carries a Tahar, a Zav that carries a tahar, the halacha is that's tumas masa. That's tumas it's hesed. That's tumas hesed. Just like if a zav moves a keli, the keli becomes tumas hesed. If a zav moves, even without touching it, he moves a tahar, it's called tumas hesed. Even a tahar person. If a tahar person carries a zav, that's tumas masa. And we learned in the Mishnah, what happens if a zav and a tahar are carrying a piece of furniture together? They were unloading a chamar, or loading up a chamar. When it's a very heavy load, tamei. The tar is tamei. Why is the tar tamei? You know why? Because maybe when they were carrying this heavy load, one of them leaned on each other. When you carry a heavy load, sometimes, like, you know, you let go a second, you lean on the other person. So maybe the Zav held the Tahar, or the Tahar held the Zav, and either way it would be Tameh. Masa and Kal, if it's a light Masa, then the Tahar is no Shaila of Nishan. The Kulan Tahar in Lebanon Knesses. This type of Tuma is Tahar for the people who eat Chulim B'Tahar, that's Lebanon Knesses. But the Tameyim L'Truma, and by the Tameh L'Truma. Atkan, the Braisa. The Braisa says the Sufik Tuma that happened by this Chala, this potential dough that's going to turn into challah, the suffix tumah that happened was something exclusive to challah and truma, which is what? A suffix nishon. Because this type of tumah, Rashi explains, only a suffix, and even that is not a real masa either. So therefore, for regular oichel chulim v'tayra, there's no such tumah as tumas nishon. But a zav does have a tumas nishon, and that's the type of suffix tumah we are talking about. In any case, what comes out from this Mishnah is, which was in the discussion in our Gemara, what comes out of this Mishnah is that a dough that's tevel, techala, means ready, it's potentially ready to take off challah, you are not allowed to make it tameh. It's just like, it's like truma tameh, it's an iser to take a dough that's chayv challah and make it tameh. Make it tameh vaday. Why? Because we said, something that's tevulin l'challah, chulin ha tevulin l'challah is challah tameh. That's what comes out of this Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to ask on that, what came out of this mission, we're going to ask on a different braisa. Gemara asked this, Chulin, Hatfulin, Lechala, Gechala, Dami, are you telling me that Chulin, that became Tevel, became Chai, Mechala, is like a Tchala, and a Tami is not allowed to touch it? But Tanya, learned in a braisa, or Vatanan, learned in a mission, it's a mission on Tvul Yoyim, Isha, she Tevelas Yoyim, Isha is a Tevelas Yoyim, that means Isha, that was Tami, went to the mikvah, and that evening, when the sun goes down, she's going to be Tahar. But she's still now, not before sundown. So Halacha is, she's like in the level of a Sheni Latuma. The Halacha is, a Sheni Latuma makes Truma Pasul, or Kachim. So here we're talking about Isha, she Tevelas Yoyim, and she wants to make Chala for Shabbos. Loshas Isha, she's let her knead the dough. She cuts off a piece that's going to be challah. She didn't say a raise of challah. She cut off a piece of challah. She puts it on a certain tray. It's called a kvisha and chusa. These trays are flat trays. And you put it on here to make a simen that she shouldn't touch it after it becomes challah. She takes now this tray and puts it next to the rest of the dough. And she says, now, why do you have to do that? Why can't you take off challah regular? Because once it's challah, she's not allowed to touch it. Therefore, she cuts off a piece, puts it on a tray, and she knows she's not going to touch this tray, and she says, this tray should be challah, because a tefillah yom can't touch challah. Why not? Because challah has a different chuma, and a tefillah yom is not allowed to touch chuma. When my kefes curl is shame, who shlishi, v'shlishi, v'pneishu v'shlishi. Because she will make it into a shlishi, which will become tamei. Therefore, she puts it on a keli. B'shlishi tar b'chulin, and shlishi is tar b'chulin. Therefore, she let her handle the dough. But once it becomes challah, she cannot handle it. Ad kam the mishnah tol yom. Beitik marakasha. We just finished saying that the chulin that's ready to be taken of challah already has a din challah on it. So how should I touch it? How's that cut off a piece? Even before she's called a challah. Since it's potentially ready to take a challah, it's like challah. So how's she allowed to touch it? She's a tefillah yoyim and has din of truma ready. Zok the Gemara, V'yamis atulin l'chalak challah dami hotem isinu, she made a tummy ready. Amar Abaya, kol shavat, so Abaya answers like this. Avada tefillah nachulin k'challah, k'challah dami. But it depends. Anything that it's vaday is metame chulin, even like for example a zov is metame chulin. So then gozru al sveikoy mishum chulin atful nchala. Then we were gozer even on sofik because chulin atful nchala. V'hayt ful yoyim, but atful yoyim kimlo metame vaday chulin. Atful yoyim is a sheni. He's not metame chulin. So then we're not gozer on chulin atful nchala. Legozru lo mishum chulin atful nchala. That means chulin atful l'chala is not really truma yet. It's just potentially truma. So there were only goyza on that, on something, on a tuma that would make chulin tameya, which is like a zav. And even if it's not a vada zav, it's a suffix zav, we would make goyza. Masha inkein by, and that's why there, even though it was ready dough, since it was ready though, the Safik Tumul would be chal on it. Masha'inkein by Tvulyoim, even though it's already potentially chayv and chal, the Tvulyoim would not be metamit, since it can't be metamit chulu. That's what it is. So Mar has a kasha now on this. Well, Me'eis Leish Shavanida. Now, Tumas Nida is Vada Metame Chulin. It's Metame Chulin. And still, like, Gozu al Sveikom Shum Chulin Tumul Chala. And still, we're not Gozer on Chulin Tumul Chala, Mesophic. And how do we know that? We didn't say anything about Nida by Chulin Tumul Chala. So, Mar says, the Omar, Kiblim Nehra of Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. We went to the end of yesterday's daf. Kiblim Nehra of Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Bechulin Shanas Wal Taras HaKoydash. And the only time we say that a nido finds dam now is Matamil and Freya is only chulin shenasu ataras kodesh, chulin that you eat keilu it's kodesh, but loy bechulin shenasu ataras chuma, but not by chulin that you eat keilu it's chuma. And the Gemara is assuming that chulin atfulin lechala, chulin that potentially could take chala off it, is the same thing like chulin shenasu ataras chuma, the same thing. And we said before chulin ataras chuma has no problem with eslays. Why not? Nida is something that's tumi by chulin. So Mars is a partial teretz. It's a very simple teretz. Hasam by chulin shnasa taras chuma, it's completely chulin. Like psichabu chuma, there's no chuma mixed up into it. It's completely chulin. Just I'm acting keilu it's chuma. Mashenkin here by chulin atful lechala, there's like chuma mixed up into it. There's chala mixed up into it. Hacha psichabu chuma. Here you have chala mixed into this chulin, and therefore it's more chamer. And anything that can make a vadai tuma like a zav or even a nida will be Tomei by chulin atul lechala. Comes out, the ace lace will happen by chulin atul lechala for this teretz. Viboy seima, hanuk me ace lace the rabbanon. Don't be asking me for my ace lace. Because my ace lace, we said a bunch of times, is really not a real gzera. Really, if she has a cheses taira, tuma is needed only with kan lahaba. And the whole me ace lace long gzera the rabbanon. So therefore, we're not going to be machmir, my ace lace, even my chulin atul lechala, since it's a very shvacha, very weak tuma, my ace lace long gzera the rabbanon.